Welcome to Labor Press's Blue Collar Buzz here on AM 970. I'm your host for the special event, Joe Maniscalco. We're at the Carpenters Union on 395 Hudson Street, and we're here for the Labor Press Leadership Awards. And sitting across me right now is one of the honorees, Arthur Cheliotis, legend in New York City.
Oh, God, legend.
President of Local 1180 Communication Workers of America. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
Arthur, as anybody who's been around New York City labor knows, you've been at the helm since 1979, and this year, you're finally stepping away.
Well, stepping to the side. Really can't leave it. It's in your blood. But we've developed good leadership to carry it on, and I'll no longer be president. I'll be business manager for the local, taking a less active role, going from 6 days a week to 2 days a week.
Okay, and also joining us is Mark Jaffe, President and CEO of New York Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joe.
So, fellas, we're here celebrating labor.
Yes.
Labor leaders. Give your take on the state of organized labor in New York City as it stands right now going into 2018.
Well, certainly New York City stands out in the nation as being a leader. Unfortunately, things throughout the nation don't look too good. And certainly for the public sector unions, the forthcoming Supreme Court case, Janus versus the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, looks like it's not going to go our way.
Friedrich's round two.
Right, Friedrich's round two. And it's part of a larger campaign. There are more cases in the pipeline. And this administration will appoint over 100 judges in the federal system who will eventually be ruling on cases like this. There's already a bill in Congress to establish right to work throughout the nation, which would really affect all of us. And so we've come at a juncture where we need to understand that in order to have an effective labor movement, we need to have a democracy that works. Mm-hmm. And the flip of that is true. You can't have a democracy without organized people who stand up and who engage in the process of the democracy. For too long, I think people have been alienated from our political system. There's been, I think, an overt effort, if you're familiar with the Justice Lewis Powell memo, mm-hmm. going back to the 60s, an attempt to, in fact, take over, corporate takeover of the country, started with a roadmap established by Justice Lewis Powell. And despite the fact that the New York City Chamber is great, the National Chamber leaves much to be desired in many ways in terms of what their agenda is. And
Well, let me bring Mark in. Mark, what do you think of our great democracy? What's this?
Well, we do live in the best country in the world, and we have a great democracy. But a lot of people often forget that to have a great democracy, you need jobs, you need good-paying jobs, you need motivated, organized people. Owners sometimes neglect their workforce. They see it as a fungible good. That's why we're a progressive business and civic group. Mm-hmm. The Greater New York Chamber of Commerce realizes that you need a happy, healthy, motivated workforce to live in New York City. I mean, $15 an hour times two. A husband, wife can't live here. So we need to do better. We need to be the voice of labor. We need to have better training, better workforce. And that's why we work with groups all over the state, like the Business and Labor Coalition, like Labor Press, because they're an effective voice to help teach labor the right way to do things, and that's critical,
No doubt about that. Mark, though, I would argue, though, that our democracy is in a sad shape, in a pitiful shape, and needs a lot of help, and I think we're in the position that we are right now in labor because of that. Arthur, you know, CWA was really out in front supporting Bernie Sanders.
Yep.
He got shafted. The whole system was rigged. We know this. What do we do going forward? How do we get a better Democratic voice?
Well, in my 38 years, the one thing I know is that you're going to get knocked down an awful lot. But it means you get up and you keep going. You keep fighting and you go forward. And sometimes you get a win. And I think that if anything happened is we motivated, certainly the next generation, I think, who understands what's going on and is suffering because of the systems that have been in place over the last 30 years, where we've seen free public education, higher education, becomes unaffordable for people because of the tuitions and the starving of the public university system throughout the country, right here in New York. When I was a young man going into college, I paid $24 a semester to graduate from Queens, and I graduated from Queens College, part of the city university system. I was surprised that I had to pay for books back then, because they didn't pay for books in high school. It's a public school. I thought that they would provide the books too. Now, when I sent my kids through public universities, state university and the city university, you know, it was thousands of dollars. And for people who were in the position that I was when I was a young man, that was hard money to come by. And the city university has been a vehicle for the working class to enter the middle class for decades, and it's become much more difficult now. And so things like a free public education that Bernie talked about, healthcare, it is outrageous that we call ourselves an advanced industrial nation and healthcare is not provided as of right. Mm-hmm. It is outrageous. In fact, what's even more outrageous is how people profit from healthcare, what the pharmaceutical companies have done, monopolizing that industry, with much of the research being done by the government itself that creates these pharmaceuticals, mm-hmm. is an example of clear robbery that's going on. And yet very little is mentioned of that in the public debate that goes on. Why? Because the pharmaceutical company gives tens of millions of dollars to the Congress,
sure,
to keep them elected. And you look at financial services. Financial services should be a utility that allows for entrepreneurs to make money. It has become a profit center that is larger than any other major entrepreneurial structures that exist today, the way I see it. And so we've let them, the people that just make money, just exchange money rather than create a product, provide a service, or move anything, able to make anything, because they're skimming it off the top.
Well, Mark, that sounds like it's right up your alley, entrepreneurship, getting that spirit. You have people opening up new businesses as opposed to giant monopolies controlling everything.
Well, Arthur is exactly right. It's a shame in our country that we can't provide better, more affordable health insurance, because without health insurance and wellness, we don't have a productive workforce. People get sick, and God knows what happens in a kitchen when people can't go to the doctor. You don't want to eat there. Mm-hmm. But we need to do better, and we can do better. We have a product, New York RX card, open formulary. We're trying to work down the price of prescriptions. That can be life-saving and get people, if they're on the edge of the spectrum, more involved in the workforce. The way we fund campaigns, as was noted by Arthur, it's ridiculous. I mean, we don't like pay to play, but if you actually write down who paid to play with you, that may be okay. And even some of the best politicians are falling afoul of the regulations. They're not lawyers. They're not easy to understand. Yes, you're right, Joe. Our democracy is not perfect, but it's one of the better ones in the world, and we need to continue to work to make it better.
Although you just mentioned, before we go, I know we'll probably run a little short on time, but I want to talk about the great victory you had on your way towards stepping aside with the equal pay situation with the city managers. You guys fought a long, hard battle, and you actually came out victorious. Talk more about that.
Well, the federal EEOC ruled that the 1,200 people that we organized who were formerly managers into our union were grossly underpaid. And they came out with a determination that rather than the $53,000 a year they were starting them at, they should have been at $93,000 a year to be equal to what white males were earning for the same job decades before, just by applying inflation, the CPI, to their former salaries. And so we're in the midst of negotiating a final settlement with the city on that. And in fact, we were in federal court just last week on it. So we're very proud of that. But that was a 30-year battle. Mm-hmm. It began with us bringing in our members and helping, getting them free a lot of tuition paid for them to go back to college to get their credentials, then helping them pass civil service tests and get promoted out of the union. And then after they get promoted out of the union, they find themselves in managerial jobs that don't pay, that they're disrespected. And they came back and they asked, we need the union again because we're not being treated fairly. And we were able to do that for them. It's predominantly minority women. And we're very proud of that, but it was a long-fought battle.
And in some instances, some of the people, they were making like half of what they should have been making.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
That's part of the problem, and Bernie did a great job, as a lot of the politicians did, about the high cost of what we call public education going on to 4 years after your high school.
Mm-hmm.
I think the free education is a good start, but what we really need is to fulfill the promise. The promise is if I go to school for 2 years or 4 years, I'm going to get a good paying job. So we have the word deferment in this system already. Mm-hmm. So why don't we just pass a law that if you're not making a certain salary after your 4 or 2 years, you get deferred until you do because the promise has been broken. So there are many things we can do to improve the system, and we can do what's right. Business and labor can meet in the middle and do what's right. We need to get politicians that are ethical and understand what you said, Joe. We need to improve this democracy for everybody.
All right, gentlemen, I think we're going to leave it there. Arthur Chelios, Mark Jaffe, thanks a lot for coming in. Please stay tuned. We're going to step away for a second. We'll be right back here with more Blue Collar Buzz on AM 970, The Answer.